The name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the one on the back.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Wham! Kazap! First try.
Why so serious?
He's a fast killer.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
I'm freaking pumped! I've been drinking green tea all goddamn day!
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Good Day for a Movie podcast. I'm Jacob. Along with me, as always, Sage.
Yep.
That was new. Wow.
That was new. And Tate.
Maybe I feel like I need to do something new now, too. I don't know. I'm a little thrown off.
Well, that was a very long pause for Sage. And as he was pausing, I was like, oh, man, Sage is about to lose his first priority here with that 15 second long pause.
All he has to do is say hi, and he almost missed it.
I take my priorities seriously.
New year, new Sage.
Mm-hmm. Get over it.
Sage, got any resolutions?
No, resolutions are kind of dumb.
That's like the most Sage answer ever.
Yeah.
Jacob?
No, resolutions are kind of dumb.
Pretty funny. Well, the funny thing is that I pretty much agree. But I just think it's very funny.
I don't think they're necessarily dumb, but I do not do them. They don't work for me.
My New Year's resolution is going to be to actually watch these movies instead of cliff noting them every time.
That's a mean thing to say.
That makes a lot of sense.
You're back to third introduction.
Damn. That just clarified everything that happened in 2022 in one sentence.
Pretty funny.
All right. Well, that's a pretty good segue into this next pick, which was Sage's. Sage, go ahead and introduce Toscana.
I don't know. I was talking to my mom a while ago, and she was like, I just watched this adorable movie about a Danish man in Italy, and it has a lot of food. And I was like, that sounds pretty good. And so I picked it.
Tate, did you actually watch it?
I did.
Cliff noted.
I did, yes.
When a Danish chef travels to Tuscany to sell his father's business, he meets a local woman who inspires him to rethink his approach to life and love. Directed by Mehdi Avez, stars Christiana Dalana, Gitti Norby, and Thu Ersted Rasmussen.
Oof. Oof. You might have done all right. I don't know. That just sounds tough.
I don't speak Danish.
Yeah.
Or Italiano.
And it's a Netflix movie, so it's streaming always.
Yep,
it is. Netflix movie streaming always.
Let's see. I saw a piece of trivia. The first Danish movie to release on Netflix worldwide. The movie was shot in only 19 days. So the first Danish Netflix movie to immediately release worldwide.
Huh. Wasn't Another Round Danish?
That was Hulu, but yes.
Yeah, but that was a Danish movie? Okay. Because that's the only thing that, like, that would have been a good trivia. I would have been like, Another Round would have been my guess.
Not on Netflix.
Yeah. Anywho.
All right, we'll see you on the other side.
Theodal, your father has passed 3 weeks ago. Your father leaves behind a rather large estate.
It says you're inheriting Ristonki.
Yeah, I really don't care that I am.
And that'll satisfy you?
You don't get it.
Even exceptional people need to be happy too.
Yeah, I feel good.
You are so angry.
This is Italy, my friend. You're selling a property. This is not a bicycle. Look around. Enjoy.
You're Theodal. Sofia.
Sofia? She basically grew up in the castello.
What are you doing here?
Processing.
This is not for analyzing. This is for feeling.
Soul is the only thing you cannot buy.
No one is special. But everyone can become special if the right eyes are looking your way.
This is what I do.
What are you, a botanist?
Daddy issues, am I right?
Yes, I suppose so.
The guy's got serious daddy issues.
The guy does.
Pretty funny.
Was that in the movie?
No, but yeah. He just had serious daddy issues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it just made me think about it. I just made a note. I was like, yeah, wow, daddy issues.
Oh, okay, I thought you were saying like the line was in the movie.
Oh, no. That'd be weird.
Yeah, that was very confusing.
Okay, did you guys, before we get into initial thoughts, did you guys watch in Danish with subtitles or did you watch it dubbed?
Danish subtitles.
Yeah, Danish subtitles.
Because the dub was
terrible. That's my first note.
It was so bad.
I didn't even hear it.
It was horrendous.
Netflix immediately put me onto the English dub.
It was so bad.
It was the worst thing
ever. It was the worst dub I've ever seen in my entire life.
And it took me probably like a minute to realize it. And I was like, why does this sound so horrible?
Oh, for sure.
And then I saw the lips didn't match finally. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. It was a tough call because then switched to like Danish with subtitles. And it didn't do a good job all the time. Like they were speaking English, they were speaking Danish, they were speaking
weird.
Italian.
They were
No, that was how the movie was made.
I know, but that was the maybe we're just jumping into something crazy right now. Are we just jumping something crazy right now?
Let's do it.
Okay. There were like several times where they were having conversations in the movie and the Danish guy would like say a line in Danish and then say a line in English and then say another line in Danish. And I was like, okay, maybe he's trying to make like points in Danish so that she doesn't understand and then talks in English. But then he would say something like, do you understand me in Danish? And then say like, I really like think that this is blah, blah, blah in English. And I was like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
They definitely spoke Italian a lot.
And then she would reply in Italian. Yeah. Like
she would reply in Italian.
In Danish and English.
He spoke a fair amount of English or of Italian too.
He would rotate between like those three, but mostly it was like Danish and English. And then she would rotate between Italian and English with like every now and then saying like, yes, in Danish. But I think the frustrating part about it was like you'd get used to like kind of like reading when they're and then like when they spoke in English, there wasn't the subtitles. And that's where I was kind of like I don't know. My mind was a little thrown off sometimes about what. I was just getting a little confused. But yeah, that was crazy.
I wonder the dubbed version when they're speaking in English. Do you think they were still dubbing? Because that would be weird if it was a different voice, like them speaking in Danish or Italian. And then they speak in English and it like switches to the actual actors' voices.
Oh, that no, I think it trip. Was just, yeah, I'm so glad I didn't watch the English dub. That looks terrible. But yeah,
I was very thrown off. I was very thrown off by that opening production company title sequence with the kid like in his room and goes up to the rocket. And I was like, am I watching the right movie? Because it was like animated.
I kind of remember that, yeah.
And I was like, what is this? So I clicked on my remote to make sure I had the right one. And when I clicked on it, I saw, I'm like, oh, I better turn this off the dub and into the original.
So that's why you didn't even hear the start of the movie of it, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was terrible. So I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Sage, your initial thoughts?
It's worse than Burnt. It had good food porn. It was confusing and it was kind of annoying at times. It was a pretty simple plot, but the scenery was pretty. It was shot very well. Those are my thoughts.
Tate?
Yeah, you pretty much nailed it, except for everything other than it was worse than Burnt. I think it was better than Burnt, but yeah, you pretty much nailed everything else.
Oof.
It was, to me, this was a food porn movie.
Yeah, for sure.
With a little bit of romance, with like a little bit of sprinkle of romance on it.
I think this was better than, were you done, Tate?
No, pretty much. That was my first thought. It was better than Burnt. I love the way it was shot. Food porn movie. Kids show.
I said, this is simply a Danish Hallmark movie that is shot well.
Yeah.
And I do agree that I do think it's better than Burnt.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I would not say it's better than Burnt, but
I don't know why you would
say it's better than Burnt.
So maybe we're ready to get into a little bit about it. I think that this was a chef's dream movie. I think like anybody that's a cook or a chef, I would assume that this is like the dream and everything in this was like, it was food porn to the max. And it was, I don't know how many times we're going to say that this in this review. The cheese that they had, the wine that they had, all the fresh vegetables and everything that they got to work with on this Italian castle in like the country. Like everything about this was just the most romantic and beautiful kitchen and scenery and setup that I think any chef would ever dream of for a restaurant. And that's what, like, that's why I was like, this is a chef's movie. Or anybody that's a food connoisseur or a cook, this is a movie that totally makes them just dream. Sage, any comment on that as a cook?
Yeah, no, the food porn was pretty epic in this movie. Particularly the ingredients. Like, I think, especially when they're getting all the food together, when he brings in his crew from Denmark and they're like going through all the product, I was like,
pretty ideal.
I'd probably get a boner for sure. And we're there. Well, it is food porn, kid show. The food porn was pretty epic in this one. I kind of wish there was, if there was more of it, which I do wish there was. I think there were times when they did the cooking scenes too quickly, and I was like, no, slow it down, hit the brakes, tap the brakes.
You're like, slow.
Okay.
This into context. Sage was watching this, saying, trying to hit like the slow mo button of watching them cook, and he's like, oh yeah.
You
rewind. I gotta watch him slice that up again.
See, like, I think this movie had like way more food porn, if we're going to continue to use that term, than like Pig did.
Yes, and Burnt.
Pig for sure. Burnt, I would say, had more.
No. I can't really remember in Burnt, but I'd say they're pretty similar.
Well, so I guess my distinction about these two is that like Burnt had a lot of cooking shots and ASMR or whatever you want to talk about, like cooking. Like the sounds of it, yeah, the knife cutting, hitting the board and stuff like that. you're kind of doing a good job at that, actually. But
should I go into Foley?
I want to hear you squashing grapes.
Hey, stop! Oh, I can't breathe.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
No,
there.
I think she is.
Yeah, she's Ouch. Hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
Okay.
Boy, gosh, I hope she's okay.
Okay. Mm. We're going to make sure she is.
We'll try and check on her and get back to you as soon as we can.
We'll be back right after this.
And all the juice is being collected underneath?
Yes, and whoever collects the most is going to win a free weekend here at the Chateau with international foods and wine tasting.
Stop. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Oh, gosh. I hope he's all right.
Well, we'll have to send someone to make sure that he is.
Oh, gross. I don't like that one.
I did not like that one.
But so in Burnt, I think that they were doing a lot of cooking. But and I think in this movie, there's a lot more food porn behind the just like joy that cooks get from working with like certain ingredients. Like, I mean, like when they just show all of the ingredients that they get to use, that's to me where it's like this movie hits a lot more of that. Like, I don't know, that gets you all warm and cozy inside when you see them like bring up, they're like, oh, here's the fresh catch of the day. And here's this fish on the ice. And they're like, wow, this is perfect. And they're like, oh, we'll just go down to the market and grab all this delicious, fresh fruit and vegetables. All of that.
No, they're doing the opposite. They're not going to the market.
The market's coming to them.
They're pulling them from the side of the hill.
They're doing that
for
some.
That was the whole thing that he said. He said, I don't understand why you guys are going to the market to buy this stuff when you have this beautiful garden outside and your neighbor's a dairy farmer.
But didn't they like load up a truck at some point down at someone's house or like in town? I don't know. Maybe.
They unloaded stuff from a truck, but I was assuming that it was from the farm.
Okay. And yeah. Anywho, a lot of it was like what you're working with, what's around you and a farm that you live on. So yeah. That
and
is,
like they bring in like the pheasants and like, I think they shot those pheasants.
Yeah.
But
like, and, like the
they
boar
probably
that they
bought the fish. They bought the,
but just like the fact of like, I think they did a lot more on the preparation of the food and the, and like more of like the love with, the food that you get to work with. And less about like just the cooking scenes. So I do agree with you. Like they could have done more of the actual cooking, but they still did a decent amount. It's not like there's a lot of cooking in this movie.
Let's move into the plot of this movie, because it really is just a Hallmark movie. Rich, professional goes to a rural area, bad relationship with the family, just wants to sell it off and make money and go back to his city, falls in love with a girl who shows him the true meaning of Christmas or life. And then he goes back and he's like, wait, this isn't what I should be doing. And then moves back to end the movie.
Yeah.
And then the girl shows up at the end.
Yeah. Plot wise, this movie was terrible.
Yeah, it was a terrible plot.
My favorite.
Yeah. It really, like,
which is why I'm honestly surprised you guys think it's better than Burnt. I thought the plot was far inferior to Burnt's plot.
Yes, but I think I enjoyed it. Was a much more pleasant watch for me. This, to me, like, this gives like a middle down the road. It's not a great movie. It's not a bad movie. It's just a, it was a very pleasant watch.
Which is what those Hallmark movies are designed to be. Like, if you watch a Hallmark movie, you're not going to be like, this is the biggest bag of shit I've ever seen in my life. You're going to be like, this is so mind numbingly just meh.
Well,
to bring back a term from 2013.
And it nailed. So like my one, when I wrote, because I knew that I had to write down notes on this one because I was watching it so much earlier than we did this podcast. And the one thing that I wrote after watching the whole thing is I said, this movie understood the assignment. Like, it knew exactly what it was doing, what it was going for, and it nailed it. And I think that, like, in that way, it's better than Burton. It knew what it was doing, and it knew it wasn't going to be like, I mean, it's an hour and a half. It's not going to, like, put this whole elaborate story together about them falling in love. It's just going to make the cheesiest movie ever about it with having a lot of really pretty shots and like a very ideal situation that makes you want to fall in love. And they nailed that. But yeah, plot wise, this movie is terrible.
Yeah. Sage.
I mean, the plot was just terrible. Yeah. I mean, I got a little lost there. I don't know. What was I supposed to say?
I don't know. Just comment about the plot.
About anything that I said, where I was just like that, they nailed what they were going for.
Compared to Burnt.
Yeah, I mean.
And we don't even have to compare it to Burnt.
It's easier to think about it if I have like a compare and contrast in Burnt. So that's, I'm just going to refer to Burnt probably a lot in this. Just the lack of uniqueness, I guess, is the obvious thing that we all understand about it. I don't know, man. I've said many times in our reviews how much I dislike Hallmarky things and Hallmarky trends of movies. And it was Hallmarky for sure. I just don't like it. I don't care if it's pleasant to watch. Like, it was pleasant to watch. I don't disagree to that. It's just
too fairy tale-esque.
Yeah.
Which it is, and that is like kind of an annoying part about this, where it's like,
it's an annoying part about it. Like, come on, she is.
It's like you're
a gorgeous, strong Italian woman, and
he's a
not
doofus.
A nice douche.
He's an angry doof.
He's an angry doof.
He is a doof. He's not like, he's not even a douche. He's just kind of a doofus.
No,
and like,
he's kind of a douche.
He's more of just an idiot. He is, and like, the way he even dressed, I was like, dude, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I sympathize with this guy. This guy was wearing an XL when he's a 2XL guy. Like, just get a bigger shirt and you're going to look a lot better. You're not going to look like a 2XL, but when you're wearing an XL, people are going to be like, you should be wearing a 2XL.
This is one thing that I did like, though, is he did look like a chef. Like, I did buy it. I think it's just the tattoos that he had.
He didn't
care about his appearance too much. Like, to me, that, like, speaks a lot of chef. Anywho, so that was you just had a quick note that I thought of, is that he did speak chef to me. But, yeah, he was a big old doof.
They do something in this movie that I really don't like. We brought it up 2 years ago now during the Guernsey Literary Potato and Potato Peel Pie Society review. I think I got that pretty close. Where one of our main characters, in this case, it's the main character. I think in the last one, it was the main character too, but they come into this environment that they haven't been in. And this one's a little bit different, I suppose, because they were childhood friends, but she seems very happy to marry this person. He's very happy to marry her. Like, there doesn't seem like anything wrong there. He comes in, he makes out with her the night before her wedding. She leaves him. I don't like that. I don't like it. It makes me dislike our main character.
Yeah. Well, and like, I think the fact that, we're jumping ahead in the plot, which it I do want to come to that. Yeah. I guess maybe whatever.
It really doesn't matter.
But
it's such a simple plot. It's like four milestones that we could hop.
Well, back. I was going to build even more to why I don't like him, even before that. But, I guess then I can come back to it. So yeah, in this scene, like I basically disliked how he handled every single situation that he was ever in this movie. I thought he was a huge idiot, but this was I hated that this is the reason that they fell in love. I was totally okay with the fact that like she was about to get married and she like for some reason has these strong feelings. I don't know why she has these strong feelings at all, because this guy's an idiot, but she has these strong feelings right before she's getting married about him, and he has these strong feelings for her. And it was like a conflict of like, what do you do? If they would have not had that like kissing and then they would have just gotten married and he would have not gotten drunk at the wedding and blew up and ran off. And then like later they amend, like I'm fine with everything about that except for the fact that he kissed her before the night before and then showed up at the wedding drunk and made a fool of himself. Like I was like, you're just such an idiot. And I don't like that that's the way that their relationship stayed connected after all this time. And she just came back and she was like, I still love you.
Yeah, like I would have even been okay with it. Like I would have been more okay with it, maybe I should say, if she would have called the wedding off. But to continue with the wedding, it makes me dislike her too.
It was weird.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
There's so many weird aspects about the whole...
That's where they like just did a bad job of trying to fit it all in.
I mean, they did a bad job with the triangle anyways. Like, I honestly had no idea who Pino fucking was until...
Yeah, there were a few times, like, most of the movie, until we see him at the wedding, I was like, so I'm pretty sure, like, I'm pretty sure it's the guy that, like, is in charge of the estate until our main character gets there. Yeah, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's who it is that she's marrying. But I was like, it could be a completely different person.
They never like
when he wasn't showing up for the dancing, when he wasn't showing up for all these things, I was like, okay, it can't be that guy because like he lives there. He should be showing up for these things. It has to be some guy like overseas or something.
It even makes him almost more of a shitty person because I'm assuming he wasn't showing up to the dancing lessons and to buy the cheese because he was trying to sell the estate for him.
Yeah. And they're all just a bunch of shitty
people.
Of a shitbag. Shitty people in a beautiful place. That's the title
Theo
of this movie.
Or not Theo is the main character. The Vino. What's his name? Pino.
Pino, yeah.
Yeah.
Vino's wine. Pino wasn't a shitty person. He was like I liked Pino. Like he was definitely like the
No, he was fine.
You show up to dance with your fiance.
You show up.
And like that's rule number one.
There's so much that we don't know about this movie, which is my other thing. Like, I mean, when she said she was marrying Pino, you're like, is this Pino or someone else? Like, we don't know still. Should we care? When she was dancing alone, it's kind of like, and like he went and did all these errands with her. Like, was she doing this? Like, was she learning this dance because she wanted to surprise Pino? Like, you don't know any of these things, and they don't give you any.
No, it was a couple's thing, and she was supposed to have Pino there, and he was watching her.
Yeah. Anywho.
Okay. You can read Pino was supposed to be with. You could tell, like in her acting,
but you just don't know
in the character. You do. Pino should have been okay. There. Pino, bad boy. Theo, also bad boy. Whatever Italian woman's name is, she was a good girl. She just got caught between two bad boys,
and she's still kind of bad.
And she's still kind of bad because she still chose one of the bad boys.
Yeah, she chose the worst, probably, of the two. Other than
honestly,
he does own
agree.
The estate. I actually probably at the end of the day would choose whoever owns that estate.
I mean, he is a swagger cook, and that's like kind of baller. But
yeah, anywho, I'm glad that we all agree that they're all just pretty bad, and that the
Which
love triangle was really bad.
I think that this is still better than Burnt. Like all I've heard is like the plot's terrible. Like the characters suck, that the romantic,
but
like
you're missing that
sucked.
It was still an enjoyable watch visually.
Like it was relatively enjoyable. Like I wasn't during this movie, I wasn't like, oh my God, how much is longer? Like, I kind of remember feeling like that in Burnt.
Well, and like in Burnt, I think I was just maybe I was expecting more because they were leading up to it being more. And to me, Burnt felt like it didn't go anywhere. And this one, I felt like it took the exact course that you thought it was going to take. No surprises. And yeah, it did its job and it was beautifully shot. And that, like, I didn't care for it maybe as much. And that's why I enjoyed it more. But I don't know if that's a pro or con. One thing I was going to say when we were talking about this and how I think, like, if they were going to try and put more effort into this love story and the growth of their relationship and everything, this movie would have to be 2 hours plus. And I would have hated this movie even more. I think that I like it also because it's an hour and a half. It understood that it's a shitty rom-com, or not rom-com, rom-drom. Shitty on the romance side.
What they should have done is she shouldn't have been, like, getting married.
Yeah, like, just have she her be, just like, been like, in a relationship. And right. Not, like, it was, like, such a classic cliche of the day before her marriage. Just have it be, like, a normal situation where she's just dating Pino and they kiss. And she leaves because she's confused.
Or even just, like... Like, I would be fine with if they didn't do this, like, love triangle thing. If they would have just done, he falls in love with the country and, like, this way of life, and he comes back and he doesn't interrupt the marriage. He doesn't, like, kiss her.
He does in a very polite way.
Right. And, like, not even to, like, steal her. I think that would have been an interesting take. Like,
yeah,
that would have been more interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Like, she ends up falling in love with him because he fell in the land and fell or in love with the land that she.
Just have him, like, be like, no, I'm actually going to move here and I'm going to bring my mom back here. And
well, and that's the thing, then, is I feel like he did end up falling in love with the land and the property and everything around it. But the way that how long it took him to fall in love with it and the way that he finally did was, like, kind of just to, like, win her back.
Yeah.
Was bad.
I have to agree. Yeah.
But there's a lot. So, yeah, I think we all agree that there's a lot better ways that the romance could have been done. But that, to me, the romance is such a small part of this film that I really enjoyed everything else about it. But I think going into a little bit more about him, because I was talking earlier about why he irritated me. And I think what we were just talking about is the other parts, is just how he was so angry the entire time with the most, like, ideal situation ever. It's just like, you just inherited this castle in Italy, and, like, how he just kind of would show up and he'd just be, like, angry. He's like, I want to sell it. I want to go home. And he just kind of seemed pouty and, like, a child to me. And it's like, he'd go in the kitchen and he'd be like, well, what are you guys cooking? He's just like, oh, I'm cooking for the wedding. He's like, well, that's bad. You can't serve that. And it's like, well, why do you care? You're going to sell this place and leave anyways. Why do you all of a sudden care what they're serving for their, like, wedding meal? And,
I mean, I think with that scene, how I kind of read that was, it was the first glimpse into him not being heartless. And they were trying to show this guy actually does care. And he especially cares about, like, food and, like, even the name of this place. And, like, he's like, but he just came off as a condescending dick, especially when it ended up being her wedding.
Yeah.
Can we just establish how crazy it is that a castle with land in Tuscany is supposedly worth, like, 500,000 euro?
Yeah.
That's obscene. Like, that doesn't even remotely make sense. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to push the limits with 1,900,000 euro. I'm like, dude, there are houses in Fort Collins that are worth, like, $1 million. Near a castle in
on
Tuscany
mountain,
with a restaurant.
On mountain where the doorways are, like, maybe 6 feet tall and you have one bathroom.
Like 1,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Maybe, if you're lucky. Insane. I hated that aspect. I don't know why that drove me so crazy.
Did you guys understand the deal that he made at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the deal? It was like, if the wedding goes good.
If he wows him with he's going to cook stuff from the land and he's going to cook it in this kitchen. And that will prove to the guy that this is, like, there's a business model that can be made here that can be profitable.
Yeah.
And so he's saying, if I wow you at the wedding, then you pay me 500,000.
No, then you pay me 900,000. If I don't, you pay me 500.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was like but I was just like, when that was the deal for, like, when that whole deal scene, I was like, this is not how that would go down. Like, I mean,
no one would ever
be like, yes, let's measure this based on how wowed I am. No one would, for a difference of $400,000. It's just
stupid. A verbal handshake.
Yeah, verbal handshake.
There's paperwork.
For that. Is so well, dumb.
The
so
paperwork
dumb.
Came later. He said to,
yeah, but
to,
what do you even say in the paperwork? Pino. That he was
there's
impressed?
There's paperwork.
What?
Get it
no,
together.
Not even. No. He said it was a gentleman's agreement. I'm going to defend it for a little bit here. It was a gentleman's agreement, and hey, if you do this, I'll give you a better price. If you don't, like, are not able to impress me. They were both drunk as well. And so then when that, like, when they're walking away, the old guy is like, when you, like, or the lawyer Pino is like, I am going to go write up this paperwork and have it ready for, like, your answer if he wows you or not. So you can sign it there. So I was assuming he's going to do like two, like, here's the 900,000 one, here's the 500,000 one, and it's just going to be a bill of sale.
Who's ever going to decide whether he was impressed or not? And that, yeah,
he
like,
is. That's what Theo asked him. He said, is this guy for real? Like, is he actually going to honor this? And he said, if you, like, he said, yes, if you honor it, he will as well.
Yeah. Anywho, that whole deal scene, I was like, is that really all this is based on? Is if he cooks good at this wedding? I was like, that's so dumb.
Yeah, I won't disagree there, but I'm.
It was a dumb deal scene. They should have just like said that they had a deal, because he was already gonna cook for the wedding. I don't know. Anywho,
he was not gonna cook for the wedding. That was the idea for cooking for the wedding.
Well, but you could tell that he already really wanted to, and he was kind of instead of that. That was my whole thing. Is that like in the back of his head this entire time, he knew that like he had this whole dream restaurant that he wanted to start, and this golden goose gets put on a platter in front of him, and he's just almost like turns his head to it because he's just like, nope, that's not what I want. Nope, that's not what I want. But the whole time he knows that that's like this castle and this land is exactly what he has been looking for and wanting. But he just kind of like, he just kind of annoyed me in how he wasn't able to communicate that and just change his mind to be like, this is perfect. He was an annoying lead. Maybe that's just my whole point.
For sure, he was an annoying lead, no doubt.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm making a good point, but he just annoyed me.
No, there's no point to be made. If you watch the movie, you know that he's a bad lead.
Well, and I think like the whole thing about his dad, like actually being like a really good guy, I was like, you're just an idiot. Like, I don't know, maybe something in your childhood. Like,
I did not like that last scene with his mom where I didn't like the line of, you were made like from passion, which is more than love. I'm like, what?
Well, what? And do we understand why he sent the mom off and left his kid? You just finished it. I don't really remember. It was pretty blurred.
There was like, not a like a real clear reason.
Yeah. That's where I was like, you in your entire life are mad at your dad for leaving you and your mom.
But see, I don't think that's the way it happened. Yeah. I think
they're not clear on how it happened.
He's not clear because he was a kid. Like he didn't want to leave.
Like his mom doesn't even explain it really.
Yeah, I think it was probably just like almost kind of what she was saying, that like it was almost just like a fling type of thing, and like they were young and stupid, and then they ended up having a kid, and then they like weren't in love anymore, so she moved back to Denmark.
So okay, question here: do you think she's at fault for all of his trauma?
I think both the mom and dad are.
Yeah, I guess so. But like, she just seems like she was at least the one that was in his life.
I think she does say that too.
Could have controlled it.
She said, "I deserve as much as of the hate as he does."
Yeah.
At the end there.
So his parents just really like let him hate his dad and let him have this fueled, hatred towards his dad for no reason.
Yeah.
Weird. And then another weird subplot.
Yeah.
It was, not good.
Not great.
And I just thought it was funny, like, the so dumb. When he, like, knocked down his dad's statues, he had his little hissy fit, and he knocked down his dad's statue.
With a shovel.
With a shovel.
I don't know how idiot. That worked.
Yeah, they didn't really show that scene, and all of a sudden he was chopped down.
They just saw him, like, making the motions of hitting, and then the statue fell over. I was like, then he throws down a shovel, and I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah. And then the next shot was he was drinking wine with the statue at the bench. And I was like, come on. You're so.
No, that came when he came back.
Oh, okay.
He knocked the statue over when he was still there. Like maybe that the day of the wedding, I think.
And what was the whole thing with the eggshells in the statue?
That was when he came back.
That was one of the weirdest things of all time.
Were they trying to say that that was like how he spent his time with his kid, and that's how he loved his kid, is because he saved the eggshells?
Well, and they said that the statue was full of seeds so that when it eventually broke down, it would plant a forest or something.
Yeah, there was some line about something special inside.
Yeah, there's something special inside. And so then when it broke open and it was like 10,000 eggshells, I was like,
Well, I have heard that eggshells are the best or one of the best.
Yeah, but that's not.
But still, same. Very dumb. But and like the only thing I can think of is that they're trying to say that he really did take to heart all of the time he spent with his kid, because like all the shots that they showed were like teaching him how to make eggs. Like that was their whole thing that they did together, is that he taught him how to make eggs. And so my whole thing is like, maybe they're saying this is how he showed that he did care for his kid, was by keeping all of the eggshells that they made eggs together and made a statue of himself with the eggshells. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's insane.
So dumb.
So it's still interesting to me because y'all have continued to say, I hate this. This is dumb. This is bad. And you're still saying it's better than Burnt. That's crazy.
Yeah, Burnt sucks.
They're completely different movies. And so we are talking all about the things that I disliked about the movie, but we haven't, because we covered all the things that we liked or that I liked about it, which is like 70% of the movie, which is all of the cooking, the shots, the castle, the food. Oh, the dream of just like,
yeah,
living off the food on your land.
Mm. The aesthetic was tier one. It was very good.
Oh, so good.
And for as big of shitbags the characters were, I think they were like pretty well acted. And like the gal was pretty charismatic.
I liked the gal.
She was probably the best between all of them.
Yeah.
I liked the lawyer guy as well. I liked Pino a lot.
Pino didn't show up to that pissed me off. That,
but we don't know why necessarily.
Because he doesn't love his fiance.
I don't think that's true. He punched a guy because he loved her so much.
No, he should have showed up to dance with her and she wouldn't have fallen in love with him.
Just not the way that people fall in love. Maybe. I don't know, but pretty funny.
I mean, she's just like standing there dancing by herself, longingly looking at this doofus cook through the mirror, and he's laughing at her, and she's like, wow, I think I'm falling for this guy because this Pino ain't showing up to dance with me.
Yeah, I wrote a note that said the romance was cheesy and bad, like any romance is gonna be, but when you're trying to make a romance in like 90 minutes, and when you're trying to get people to, oh, that's what I said, when you're trying to get people to fall or believe that two people can fall in love that fast. So it's just like, but they still, like, they're like, this has to be an aspect of the movie. So they did it. It was bad. They probably understand it was not great or not that intriguing. But everything else about it was pretty enjoyable. So,
all right. What else do we have on this?
I have nothing else.
Sage?
No. This movie is one of the most simple movies that we've reviewed.
Oh, I was going to
bring up. Yeah, I mean, I guess my just final kind of wrap up thought. And to answer that kind of question about your confusion on why I like this more than Heat, I don't like it that much more than, Burnt.
Two very different movies.
You like this more than Heat? Okay, something's really wrong with you.
No. Is kind of what Tate was saying, where like, the aesthetic is nice and everything is just much more. This is almost kind of a calming movie where like the cooking scenes in Burnt, while they were good to look at, but everything surrounding them was very like kind of tense. And I didn't really love the payoff in that one, which I can't even really remember what it was, but I don't think I liked it. I can't remember what the like end result of Burnt was, to tell you the truth. Does anybody have that?
Burnt was just an angry chef that kind of got happy when he like met this girl, but he was just an angry chef the whole time.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. And like, this guy seems to like not be angry anymore. He's outside grilling with the beer.
Yeah,
like that's the end result of that one. That's nice.
Awesome.
It was a redemption. Burnt was a redemption arc.
Yeah, but he's still just
really redeem himself though.
A little bit.
I don't think he did.
I defend Burnt in this. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it, but like the other thing is that like a reason that I like this more than Burnt is like this guy's searching. What he finds is, how do I say this? I don't like that the premise of Burnt was this guy was like searching so hard for that highest Michelin star rating, and that was such a superficial thing. Well, this one, his objective in Denmark probably was superficial as well, but we didn't really know it. It was just like, hey, we're going to open up this other, like a new big restaurant. Like, we didn't go into this, like him, like just his search for trying to be the greatest of all time, which is kind of what we got in Burnt. And I liked that this end result seems a little bit more like a good goal to go for, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think Burnt was just going for a completely different thing, and I think they didn't nail it. And I think this was going for, very different thing from Burnt, and it did nail it.
And, I liked what this was going for more than what Burnt was going for.
Yeah, sure.
All right, shall we do some scores?
Yeah.
From the aggregators, a 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb, a 71% on Rotten Tomatoes, and on Metacritic, it is a TBD, to be determined.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, so not enough people have reviewed it.
TBD.
Yeah, that's what it says.
That's funny.
Looks like we're going to have a score before Metacritic does.
That's right.
Yet again.
So I can go first here. I think I'm going to give... I've been waffling. Sage has brought me down a little bit. I think I'm going to go with a 56.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was in the 60s.
Yeah, Sage brought me down 5 points. I think I was a little bit... I made an immediate score after I watched the movie, which I think immediately after watching the movie, I did feel good about this score because I did enjoy it and I was in a good mood after watching it. I was like, wow, I just want to go eat nice food and be in Italy and be in love. But yeah, and the more talking about it, it's brought me down to reality. So I've just dropped it 5 points. But I'm right in that same range. I just gave it a 60. I was at a 65. I was like, I liked it.
That's hilarious. I'm at a 58.
Wow.
When you guys were saying like it was way better than Burnt, I was like thinking you guys were going to say in the 70s. And I thought
no, so I
my initial for comparison, yeah, I was between 65 and 70 for a while. And then I think I just, and then my, what the score I wrote down after watching it was a 65. Oh man, I need to look at what I did for 60s and 65. Oh, Romancing the Stone, I dropped to a 55. So I feel good about it being better than that for sure. Oh fuck, maybe I do need to go to 65.
That's crazy.
Oh, I gave Love Actually a 60. I think I like this more than Love Actually. Fuck it, I'm going to be a 65. I'm not letting Sage talk me down.
That's bullshit. I'm upset.
50,000 on my wrist with disrespect. Sage, I honestly thought you were going way lower. I think you gave Burnt like a 60.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't far off from Burnt because the food porn and the aesthetic was awesome. But like, I think Burnt had better plot and character points.
Yeah, you gave Burnt like a 60, so this is like the exact same score.
Yeah, but Burnt's definitely better, like marginally, but better.
Yeah. So for reference, I gave Burnt a 43. Sage gave it a 60. Tate gave it a 35. So let me calculate this again since you changed your score, Tate.
I have it. Yeah.
So that is going to be an average of 59.66 or a 60. Tate, your movie is up next.
Ooh, okay.
What you got for us?
I've been waiting for this one, guys. I'm excited.
Your first pick of 2023.
Oh, boy, 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 oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I don't think you guys are ready for this one. It is a 2022 movie.
Okay.
Featuring our boy, Colin Farrell. Sorry, 2021, actually.
Okay.
It's an hour and a half long, and it's called After Yang.
Oh, good. I've been wanting to watch.
It's an A24.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been wanting to watch this movie, to tell you the truth.
It sounds kind of cool, Sage. Have you heard anything about it?
No.
It's a big, like, artsy film festival type of... It's made its rounds, it looks like.
It's Colin Farrell, so that makes me a little happy.
Yeah, but Jacob...
Oh, Rayburn. I've seen...
So, in a near future, a family reckons with questions of love, connection, and loss after their AI helper unexpectedly breaks down. The director's name is Kogonada.
Yep.
That's it. That's the full name.
That's it.
Based on the short story, Saying Goodbye to Yang from the book Children of the New World by Kogonada.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not true. The book is by Alexander Weinstein, probably. he's probably not German. He's probably American. It's probably Weinstein. And it was also partially written by Koganada. He probably wrote the screenplay. Or she.
Wow. Yeah,
Colin Farrell, Jodie Turner-Smith. I saw Haley Lou Richardson is in this. She is the gal from the newest season of White Lotus. Interesting. Yeah, I'm excited for this.
Yeah, it seems kind of like a Black Mirror-esque, which I kind of like.
Koganada is a guy.
Yeah, I just looked up, and I was looking up other films that he's directed, and I just saw one that says it's a Linklater short, I guess, documentary. Yeah, documentary short on Linklater in the Before trilogy. So that's really funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is funny.
But yeah, it doesn't look like he has too much to his name as far as like as a director.
It is streaming on Fubo, Showtime, and that's it. I have Showtime now. It's with my Paramount Plus subscription.
Nice. It's also for rent for like $1 or $2.
Yes. So. Yep. Also for rent, like all of these, most of these movies are, except for whatever that one, that anime you picked.
Yeah. But yeah, this was a recommendation from a friend, and I love that it's A24. I love the plot or the synopsis, and I love that it has Colin Farrell, so it was an easy pick, and I'm actually really excited to watch it. So, yeah, hour and a half. Beautiful.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, I'm excited for that.
Good. Thank you. I like to make a pick that makes Jacob excited.
I will find out how I feel about it.
You're going to like it. Well, yeah, it's Colin Farrell with an AI.
A24 and I don't get along.
We're all going to find out how we feel about it, Sage. That's kind of the purpose of watching a movie.
Yeah, whatever.
Sage, say basic comment.
All right, folks. Let's see if I remember how to do this. We're peeling the back of the curtain a little bit. It's been a couple weeks since the last time we recorded. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can shoot us an email at gd4ampodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at gd4gd_movies. Follow us on Instagram at gd4gd.movies. Leave us a rating and a review on any of the podcatchers, especially Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if not,
then I'm going to clean your kitchen for your and cook some food for your wedding and steal your girl.
I'm going to tell you you're cooking shit.
Wow.
I'm going to wrestle you into the pool. All right. I'll catch you next week at the movies.
Here, I don't give a damn.
He's looking at you, kid.
Right here.
The stuff that dreams are made of.
To Amy Semple is equally understood. Go out and
try. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Hollywood.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.
It's bold in terms of jerking people around, but I may have gone too far in a few places.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid.